Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
Oh God, I call to you. Oh God, to believe. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
A reading from Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to give me my share of our inheritance." Jesus replied, "Friend, who has set me up as your judge or arbiter?" Then Jesus told the crowd, "Avoid greed in all its forms. Your life is not made more secure by what you own, even when you have more than you need." Jesus then told them a parable in these words. There was a rich farmer who had a good harvest. "What will I do?" the farmer mused. "I have no place to store my harvest." "I know. I'll pull down my grain bins and build larger ones. All my grain and goods will go there. Then I will say to myself, 'You have blessings in reserve for many years to come. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to the farmer, "You fool, this very night your life will be required of you. To whom will all your accumulated wealth go?" This is the way it works with people who accumulate riches for themselves, but are not rich in God. The word of life.
Housing Shortage, a poem by Naomi Riplansky. I tried to live small. I took a narrow bed. I held my elbows at my sides. I tried to step carefully and to think softly and to breathe shallowly in my portion of air and to disturb no one. Yet see how I spread out, and I cannot help it. I take to myself more and more, and I take nothing that I do not need. But my needs grow like weeds, all over and invading. I clutter this place with all the apparatus of living. You stumble over it daily. And then my lungs take their fill, and then you gasp for air. Excuse me for living. But since I am living, given inches, I take yards. Taking yards, dream of miles and a landscape unbounded and vast in abandon. You too, dreaming the same.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness is not overcome.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary.
The angel said to her, "Rejoice, so highly favored, for God is with you.
You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the child.
chosen one of God Most High. And Mary said, I am the servant of my God. I live to do
Yeah.
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Peace and serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.